In 2020, Nathan Apodaca's truck broke down on his way to work. Grabbing his skateboard and a bottle of Ocean Spray cranberry juice, he filmed himself cruising down the highway, lip-syncing to Fleetwood Mac's Dreams. This casual 22-second TikTok video exploded overnight, sending Ocean Spray sales soaring and catapulting a 43-year-old song back onto music charts, all without a single dollar spent on production or advertising. What makes this story remarkable isn't just its virality, it's how it perfectly encapsulates our new reality. Traditional marketing would have required Ocean Spray to spend millions to achieve similar results. Instead, authentic content created by an everyday person delivered more impact than the most expensive Madison Avenue campaign could dream of. This is the essence of modern attention trading. Creating content people actively seek rather than interrupting them with messages they avoid. Think about it. Haven't you happily watched a 10-minute YouTube video about a product you're interested in while impatiently skipping a 15-second ad before it? That's precisely the dynamic at work in today's attention economy. Throughout most of advertising history, attention was channeled through limited pathways, newspapers, radio stations, television networks. These were scarce resources, and brands paid premium prices to access them. Today's reality couldn't be more different. We live in an era of infinite content channels but finite human attention. Every platform represents an opportunity to capture that precious attention, but only if you understand the unique psychology and culture of each space. Day trading attention means identifying where consumer focus is underpriced relative to its potential value. Just as financial traders look for market inefficiencies, attention traders seek platforms where engagement can be gained at costs disproportionately lower than the value received. Remember the early days of Google AdWords when clicks cost pennies instead of dollars? Or when TikTok first exploded, offering astronomical organic reach compared to established platforms. These represented windows of opportunity where attention was dramatically undervalued. What's fascinating is how this pattern repeats with each new platform or feature. The savvy marketer isn't platform loyal, they're attention loyal, following audience engagement wherever it flows most freely. What made TikTok revolutionary wasn't just its format, it was its fundamental approach to content distribution. While Instagram and Twitter built algorithms around social connections, who you follow, TikTok pioneered the interest graph model, where content finds you based on preferences, regardless of who created it. This shift from follower-based to interest-based distribution democratized content creation in unprecedented ways. Suddenly, a teenager in their bedroom could reach millions without having a pre-existing audience. All that mattered was creating content that resonated with specific interests. The impact was so profound that every major platform has since adopted elements of this approach. Instagram Reels, YouTube Shorts, and even LinkedIn's algorithm now incorporate interest-based distribution alongside traditional social connections. For brands and creators, this means opportunity and challenge in equal measure. You don't need a massive following to reach millions, but your content must genuinely align with audience interests. There's no hiding behind an established name. Have you noticed how quickly you can fall into content rabbit holes on these platforms? That's the interest graph at work, constantly refining its understanding of what captures your attention. The interest graph revolution has transformed not just content distribution, but the entire advertising development process. Traditional advertising required extensive planning, focus groups, and significant production budgets before a single consumer saw the content. Today's model inverts this process entirely. Modern advertising functions as a real-time laboratory where ideas can be tested directly with audiences at minimal cost. A brand might create 10 different TikTok videos with varying approaches, analyze which ones gain traction, and then amplify the winners with paid promotion or adapt them for broader campaigns. This represents a fundamental shift from planning then executing to executing then optimizing. The feedback loop that once took months now happens in hours or days. What's particularly powerful about this approach is how it democratizes advertising effectiveness. Small businesses can compete with industry giants not through spending power, but through creative relevance. A local restaurant with a genuinely funny or touching TikTok can outperform a national chain's big-budget campaign if it better connects with viewer interests. The question isn't how much can we spend, but rather how well can we understand what our audience cares about. The diversity of effective content today spans from smartphone videos to elaborate productions. Success isn't determined by production value, but by authentic connection with audience interests and platform culture. Straight-to-camera selfie videos remain highly effective across platforms. Their raw, unfiltered quality creates an intimate one-on-one connection that viewers respond to more than highly produced content. Strategic reposts capitalize on cultural moments by adding unique brand perspectives. When brands share user-generated content, they tap into community energy while amplifying their presence. Modern commercials have evolved beyond traditional TV spots into short films, comedy sketches, or documentary-style content. The most successful pieces blur the line between entertainment and marketing, feeling like content people would choose to watch regardless of brand association. Each social platform has its own distinct cultural norms and technical capabilities. Success requires understanding these nuances rather than applying a one-size-fits-all approach. TikTok serves as today's cultural laboratory where trends evolve rapidly. Success hinges on embracing its authentic aesthetic and mastering those crucial first 3 seconds to capture viewer attention. Instagram has evolved beyond photo sharing into a multi-format platform, rewarding visual quality and aesthetic consistency, making it ideal for brands with strong visual identities. LinkedIn has transformed from a resume database to a content platform, offering strong organic reach for B2B brands and thought leadership, particularly with text-based professional content. YouTube functions as both search engine and entertainment platform, accommodating both educational content and engaging entertainment through its longer format. Platform mastery comes from focusing on channels that align with your brand's strengths and audience, rather than trying to maintain a presence everywhere. A focused approach on fewer platforms typically yields better results than spreading efforts too thin. Modern marketing inverts the traditional creative process by developing content strategies based on actual audience feedback and behavior, rather than assumptions about what will resonate. This post-creative approach treats initial content as a learning opportunity. By analyzing engagement patterns, comments, and viewing behaviors, brands can identify which elements connect most strongly with audiences and refine their strategy accordingly. This contrasts sharply with traditional marketing, where campaigns were developed through focus groups and launched with little room for adjustment. Today's approach is iterative. Each piece of content informs the next through a continuous feedback loop. When audiences see brands actively responding to their feedback by creating more of what resonates, it builds authentic connections and fosters lasting brand loyalty beyond immediate engagement metrics.